used for wool storage and community meetings and for people like himself. The crowd was almost all men, almost all white. The lantern lights were harsh, the air was dark. Captain Kidd traveled from town to town in North Texas with his newspapers and read aloud the news of the day to assemblies like this in halls or churches for a dime a head. He traveled alone and had no one to collect the dimes for him, but not many people cheated, and if they did, somebody caught them at it and grabbed them by the lapels and wrenched them up in a knot and said, "You really ought to pay your goddamn dime, you know, like everybody else." And then the coin would ring in the paint can. He glanced up to see Britt Johnson lift a forefinger to him. Captain Kidd gave one brief nod and completed his reading with an article from the Philadelphia Inquirer concerning the British physicist James Maxwell and his theories of electromagnetic disturbances in the ether, whose wavelengths were longer than infrared radiation. This was to bore people and calm them down and put them into a state of impatience to leave. Leave quietly. He had become impatient of trouble and other people's emotions. His life seemed to him thin and sour, a bit spoiled, and it was something that had only come upon him lately. A slow dullness had seeped into him like coal gas, and he did not know what to do about it.